earth, and sky.
I think the most important thing to know is that we need to go to work today to address the issue. This is not going to be cheap. It's going to cost. It's not going to be easy because every way we generate electricity is going to take advances in technology.
You're listening to Jim Rogers, Chief Executive of Duke Energy, speaking about climate change, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Duke Energy is one of the largest power companies in the United States, and it's making efforts to lower greenhouse gas emissions by a shift away from coal. Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar spoke with Jim Rogers at the 2009 Copenhagen Climate Summit on a new partnership between Duke Energy and Chinese energy firms to develop solar and other clean energy.
Welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
I am delighted to be here. Thank you very much for asking me to participate.
Now, you've spoken today of the need for businesses and government leaders of the U.S. and China to cooperate in order for success in a climate treaty. What is the common ground and what are the challenges?
I think it's very important to build a ladder of cooperation between Chinese and U.S. companies, where we are sharing technology, we're jointly investing in projects, where we're working together, where we're building mutual trust and understanding. And as companies work together to create this ladder, rung by rung by rung, at the end of the day, that's going to lead and empower our leaders to work together in a way where we're both cooperating and competing, and I think we have the ability to have a relationship that is nuanced enough to accommodate both.
Now tell us about the renewable energy that are being developed by China's ENN jointly and Duke Energy. Tell us more about some of these new technologies.
Well, we entered into an MOU with ENN. They're the largest private energy company. We have entered into a further MOU to invest in utility-scale solar development in the United States. But what ENN is doing specifically, not only do they have a solar manufacturing facility where they produce solar panels, but the other thing that they're doing is they're doing research on taking carbon out of flue gas, using it to accelerate the growth of algae, and then harvest the algae to create a biofuel. So they're a very innovative, very creative company, and that's just one example of a number of different projects they're working on, and we're delighted to be their partner.
Now, some business leaders in the U.S. are reluctant to support climate legislation being considered here in Copenhagen in December 2009, specifically the Waxman-Markey Act. What are your thoughts on this reluctance by some business leaders?
I think it's important to recognize that climate legislation could create jobs, help our economy grow. We're coming out of a recession. The recovery looks anemic. And there's a great fear that this legislation will exacerbate already tough economic times. I am of the view that this will create more jobs and as a consequence will stimulate our economy going forward. The second thing that other businesses worry about, that this will drive up the price of electricity, and to the extent it does that, it will make them less competitive in competing with companies around the world. So I think it's important that any legislation that's passed allows for a smoothing of the cost increases that are inevitable in a way that allows our industry to compete and we don't have further loss of manufacturing in the U.S.
Final question. What is the most important thing that you want people today to know about climate change?
I think the most important thing to know is that we need to go to work today to address the issue. This is not going to be cheap. It's going to cost. It's not going to be easy because every way we generate electricity is going to take advances in technology. It's not going to be quick. This is going to be a multi-decade effort, but the transition's got to be fair. And most importantly, the one thing that people need to know is we need to start now, get the rules of the road in place so we can make the decisions that are necessary for the future.
Thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Jim Rogers, Chairman and CEO of a power company called Duke Energy. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.